Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
What's going on with you, man? You're out golfing?
Yep. Yeah, I was out golfing until the lightning struck, and I'm like, that's it. Shut it down. Because I don't know if you guys know this or not, but I feel 100% certain I'm going to die of a lightning strike. I've said this on the air multiple times. So when it happens, the only thing I feel bad about is that I'm not going to be able to cash a ticket. Like, I wish I could get action in Vegas. So
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have this ticket. Right. That's how sure I am.
That's called, I mean, you can basically use it as life insurance, though.
Yeah. No, that's true. And I
mean, it'll pick, I was your, out your there. Your family can cash that.
Yeah.
Well, but does it cash if, say, a lightning strike causes you to have a car accident?
I feel like that's lightning killing you. If it's a direct.
Interesting.
If it's a direct response.
If it
response,
doesn't hit you directly, but maybe it hits a power line and you go to swerve to avoid the power line, you go right in front of an 18-wheeler and you're a grease
would
spot.
It have happened if not for the lightning?
No.
Then the lightning caused it. Okay. I want credit for it if that happens.
Okay, you better settle that with your bookie ahead of time.
Yeah.
Because yeah, that's kind of a loophole I bet you they would use.
Yeah, no kidding. So I just feel fairly certain about it. And there's a bunch of lightning strikes out there where we were, and I'm like, yeah, I'm shutting this down. I'm not going to hold this lightning rod in my hand. And especially when I wasn't playing well. Some people played, but not Team Tito's.
Okay.
But I was on. They're like, nope, we're not. We're done. Yeah. We're done. So we shut it down early. It was great. I mean, we really wish we could have finished around. That's what I meant to say.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's exactly what you meant to say.
Exactly.
Of course, yeah. That's what you meant to say. Well, the Warriors finished the round last night. Mm-hmm. The Rockets played the first three
holes.
Rockets
did not finish the round.
And then they decided there was lightning or something, and they were like, we're not playing out here. Are you crazy?
It was bad lightning. It was Steph Curry lightning.
Thoughts on the effort, though?
Terrible. I thought the effort was not good. I thought it was extremely passive. You know, we talk about effort, and I just think they looked very passive on offense. I thought they were inconsistent defensively. I didn't think James did a very good job in terms of recovery defense. It looked like a team that was lost. It did not look like a team that was aggressive and taking the action to Golden State in Game 2. As a matter of fact, I didn't see one thing from Game 2 that carried over to Game 3. And that's what's most disappointing to me, is that you clearly saw that you had to pick up the pace and get into your offense earlier. You clearly saw that you had to penetrate and be more aggressive. And yet, it didn't seem to carry over. And the worst part is that, and I'm not joking, me and my buddy Sean, who I was golfing with today, we had the same feeling. When Steph Curry made that floater and pulled his mouthpiece out and said, "This is my bleeping house," into the crowd there in the, you know, in the baseline, I felt like this series might be over. Because if he gets his confidence back and he is back, the Rockets are just not consistent. And look, I can tell you how they can win games, and that's fine. They got to rebound. They got to, you know, not turn it over, make layups, play better defense, yada. And we can all play that game. But if I feel like Kevin Durant's going to be a constant. So now, if Steph Curry gets his confidence back and that opens things up for Klay Thompson too, see, that could be the twofold that's coming. This could be Steph gets his confidence back and Klay Thompson now gets open looks. That's, you can't beat Golden State if they do. If Golden State plays their best, I don't care who you are, you can't beat them. They're one of the elite teams that we've ever seen offensively. So I don't feel good about it now. Not after last night. Not after. And Granato has a feeling that he felt worse after Game 1 than he felt after Game 3. And Raheel understood what he was saying and kind of felt the same way. I feel like I'm now seeing two or three games that are not consistent offensively. And I don't see how the Rockets can all of a sudden become a consistent team for the next four games. Because you got to win three of four to win this tournament now.
Yeah.
When I say tournament, you know what I mean? The seven-game series.
Win the best of seven, and you got to win one of them there, where we talked about this earlier in the show. Since Kevin Durant showed up, they
don't lose at home.
They're undefeated in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, it hasn't happened once. But, yeah, if the effort is anywhere close to – and it's one thing – if you're missing layups, and that's what people are going to try to act like Game 1 and Game 3 were the same. They weren't. game one, they missed some layups. They had some moments where they could have been better. And
but they played hard.
Exactly.
And they had moments where you're like, well, I mean, they're hanging in there pretty good.
Game three, about halfway through the third quarter, they said, well, we're not winning this, and they quit.
As Jeff Van Gundy said, they let go of the rope, which, you know, they do that in tennis sometimes where they give away, you know, you'll give away a set. When you know you're not going to win, you're like, I'm going to tank this set, save my energy. I didn't feel like that was a saving energy type of thing, though. That just felt like they were mentally beat and they got whipped. Now, they came out great in game two. Make no mistake about it. Game four has to be an exact replica of game two. The only problem is you have to be even more fine on the road. Like, as good as game two was, you got to play exactly to that level to try to win on the road, because Golden State, that's where they can, you know, hit you with the big runs on the road or at their home.
Yeah, I heard Van Gundy on with you guys this morning. He sounded like he was asleep.
He was, and then he started getting into it later in the interview when we were asking him some different things. Like, I asked him, how often do you say what you want to say and how often do you protect players? He said, you always have to protect players. You're not going to always say what you want. You don't talk about them individually. He said, but you can't get on teams. As a, you know, team effort, stuff like that. He said, you can get on your team and not single, you know, one guy out, but I don't know. I don't feel like Jeff Van Gundy. I didn't come away from that interview thinking he thought the Rockets were going to win this series. I'll tell you that.
I mean, how many people do think the Rockets are going to win the series at this point?
Nah, not too many. You're down 2-1. I mean, you're probably a pretty substantial favorite, Golden State. Now, if you win the next game, this is what's crazy about NBA playoffs. You win the next game, you have home court advantage for the next three games, and you are literally – You literally just have to hold serve and you beat the Warriors. But I can't come off a 40-point loss and see the Rockets doing what they have to do on the road against a team that hasn't lost at home in like 2 years. I just – in the playoffs, I just can't see it. I don't know. I hope I'm wrong.
Got to be a first time.
Yeah, it does. But at the same time
– Hey, I'm grasping for anything I can find here.
They may
point.
Not – they just may not have enough. I mean, we're talking about a team with – two elite scorers, you just may not have enough. And people are going to want to point the finger at this James, at D'Antoni, it's Chris Paul. And you can pick and choose some stuff every game. Ultimately, we may be looking at 86 Celtics, you know, the early Showtime Lakers. We may be looking at Michael Jordan's Bulls. We may be looking at a Spurs-type run. What we're talking about is we're probably looking at, you know, one of the great franchise runs of all time. You took a good one and you made it unbelievable with Kevin Durant. And that's ultimately, you may be looking at that right now. I mean, it sure looks like it.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
No one in the East is touching Golden State. If Golden State wins this series against the Rockets, it's a wrap.
And by the way, it's not like it's embarrassing to lose to the Warriors, who are in the discussion for best team of all time. It is embarrassing to lose to them like they lost last night.
Sure.
I mean, that's if you go out and you play your ass off and you lose, okay. But that, I mean, that's just I told Fred, it reminded me of game five against the Spurs last year. Like, had the Rockets lost to the Spurs last year? Okay. You could stomach that.
Game six.
Game six. But to play the game like they did, and that's the game that sends them packing, and like it just seems like no one cared. Like, that leaves you with a bad taste in your mouth. And this is, that's what it looks like.
Well, that's why they have to finish strong no matter what happens, because game six was one of the worst things I've ever seen. I mean, James Harden stopped playing basketball, and it was intentional. And I don't know why, but it was intentional. That's never going to leave my psyche. He has to win a championship. And even then, there's still going to be a little sliver that's there. But if they go out meekly, that was a pretty meek game from him. They didn't shoot it terribly, but
he was horrible.
20% was horrible defensively. They got beat 41. He scored 20. I mean, this is Chris Paul and James Harden. This really is their defining moment.
This is how they play stuff.
It is legacy stuff. And make no mistake, even if they lose to the Warriors, there's honor in losing if you play your ass off and you play really well. If you go out like yesterday, if this happens again, and I think there's a decent chance that game four could be a 17-18 point loss again, I mean, you got to get this thing, at worst case scenario, back to Golden State for game six. At worst case scenario, you got to take two, because this is as good a chance as you will ever have against the Warriors. Anything short of getting Kawhi, LeBron, And I'm not even going to say Paul George because I don't even know. I don't think that would even make a difference.
I think that those are the only two. You're not getting Kawhi because they'd never trade him here.
Never.
And you know, if Kevin Durant decided to opt out, that'd be the other guy. I don't see anything else that's going to beat this team.
Well, I to your point, I think back to the first time, the first of the three times, I guess it's the 2015 championship where the Warriors played the Cavs and basically everybody got hurt. Kyrie got hurt in the first game. Kevin Love had gotten hurt in the first round. They had no bodies and it was just LeBron against the Warriors. They lost 4-2, but every game was close and LeBron like just packed it on his shoulders and said, you know what? I'm going to give it my all.
And Dellavedova looked like he was a Steph stopper, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they figured it out, and it was over.
But that effort, you see that, and you lose. It's like, dude, that's pretty impressive that they even played him like that. You go out and lose like you did last night, and especially if you lose another game in this series like that, it's embarrassing. And I've said before, I don't think a team with James Harden as their best player is ever going to win a championship. I stand by that. I still don't believe that.
Odds are in your favor.
Yeah, because I think this is about as close as they can get. I mean, if you can't win it this year when you've got the best record in the NBA and you got home court advantage, when are you going to win it?
Anything short of putting a player who's potentially better than James, and that's a pretty short list. Anything short of that, I don't think you can do it. LeBron, Kawhi, and Kevin Durant are
all on that list.
Yeah, but Durant would never. I mean, Durant's going to stay there. There's really, I don't know, why would he leave?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know why Kawhi doesn't like it where he's at. But I don't think that there's – I think there's about a 5% chance that LeBron James leaves the Eastern Conference. Why would he leave the East?
Well, he's got to get the right team. I mean, you don't leave the Cavs unless you probably get to Philly. There's some people who think he could go back to Miami.
I've heard that. I've heard Washington, which I think would be interesting.
Washington makes a lot of sense. I'm not even hearing his name with Philadelphia. And I don't think you want to do that to that young team. Well, I don't think you would ever do that with Boston. I mean, Kyrie wanted to get away from him and become his own man. That can't happen. But if you're Philadelphia, I don't think that – I'm not sure that Embiid and LeBron would really mesh. I think they
Simmons, too.
Yeah, you're taking the ball out of Ben Simmons' hands. So –
Guess what, though? If it goes into LeBron's hands, who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, your team will get better immediately.
And they're poised to win pretty quick.
I think you can't let Ben Simmons and Joel – and let me tell you something. As long as LeBron's in the East, I'm not picking Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons to win the East. I'm picking whatever team LeBron's on. If you can
add him, Brad Stevens' team.
Right. One of those. And right now, Philadelphia don't have either one of those things.
No, and they looked out – I mean, they looked outclassed by the Celtics. They got plenty of – but – the Celtics' young talent, they're without Hayward and Kyrie Irving. Look how talented they are. Crazy. And then, of course, how well coached they are.
Yeah. And we talked to RJ Bell last week. Would you rather lose the best player off that team or Brad Stevens? I think everybody thinks Brad Stevens. Like,
they did lose the best player.
I think it would be worse to lose Brad Stevens than their best player because right now.
And there's not many teams. There's probably no teams you could say that about.
No. I mean, the only coaches in that's.
Well, Tyronn Lue and LeBron. I'd rather lose LeBron than Tyronn Lue.
Yeah.
How much do you have to drink today?
I honestly think outside of – I think Brad Stevens and Greg Popovich are in a tier of their own as far as coaching, like where I feel like those are the kind of guys who can impact the situation no matter what players they've got. Every other coach in the NBA, you could trade him out tomorrow, and I don't think a team's going to get way better or way worse.
I'm trying to think.
I think LeBron proved that when he's like, fire this guy, bring in this. They're all interchangeable parts. It's like, whatever.
Once you have great, great talent, that's probably true.
Yeah.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it, too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.